Here pause my tale, for all too soon, my Lucy, comes the hour of noon. Already from thy lofty dome its courtly inmates 'gin to roam, and each, to kill the goodly day that God has granted them, his way of lazy sauntering has sought. Lordlings and witlings, not a few, incapable of doing aught, yet ill at ease with naught to do. Here is no longer place for me, for Lucy, thou wouldst blush to see some phantom, fashionably thin, with limb of lath and kerchief chin, and lounging gape or sneering grin, steal sudden on our privacy. And how should I, so humbly born, endure the graceful spectre's scorn? Faith, ill I fear, while conjuring wand of English oak is hard at hand. Or grant the hour be all too soon for Hessian boot and pantaloon, and grant the lounger seldom strays beyond the smooth and graveled maze, laud we the gods that fashion's train holds hearts of more adventurous strain. Artists are hers, who scorn to trace their rules from nature's boundless grace, but their right paramount assert to limit her by pendant art, damning whatever of vast and fair exceeds a canvas 3 feet square. This thicket, for their gumption fit, may furnish such a happy bit. Bard, too, are hers, wont to recite their own sweet lays by waxen light, half in the salver's tingle drowned, while the chasse café glides around. And such may hither secret stray to labor and extempore, or sportsman with his boisterous hollow may hear his wiser spaniel follow, or stage-struck Juliet may presume to choose this bower for tiring room. And we alike must shun regard from painter, player, sportsman, bard. Insects that skim in fashion's sky, wasp, bluebottle, or butterfly, Lucy, have all alarms for us, for all can hum and all can buzz. But oh, my Lucy, say how long we still must dread this trifling throng, and stoop to hide with coward art the genuine feelings of the heart. No parent thine whose just command should rule their child's obedient hand. Thy guardians, with contending voice, press each his individual choice. And which is Lucy's? Can it be that puny fop, trimmed cap a pie, who loves in the saloon to show the arms that never knew a foe, whose saber trails along the ground, whose legs in shapeless boots are drowned? A new Achilles, sure, the steel fled from his breast to fence his heel, one for the simple manly grace that wont to deck our martial race, who comes in foreign trashery of tinkling chain and spur, a walking haberdashery of feathers, lace, and fur. In Rowley's antiquated phrase, horse milliner of modern days? Or is it he, the wordy youth, so early trained for statesman's part, who talks of honor, faith, and truth, as themes that he has got by heart, whose ethics Chesterfield can teach, whose logic is from single speech, who scorns the meanest thought to vent save in the phrase of Parliament, who, in a tale of cat and mouse, calls order and divides the house, who craves permission to reply, whose noble friend is in his eye, whose loving tender some have reckoned emotion you should gladly second. What? Neither? Can there be a third to such resistless swains preferred? Oh, why, my Lucy, turn aside with that quick glance of injured pride? Forgive me, love, I cannot bear that altered and resentful air. Were all the wealth of Russell mine, and all the rank of Howard's line, all would I give for leave to dry that dewdrop trembling in thine eye. Think not, I fear, such fops can wile from Lucy more than careless smile. But yet if wealth and high degree give gilded counters currency, must I not fear, when rank and birth stamp the pure ore of genuine worth? Nobles there are whose martial fires rival the fame that raised their sires, and patriots skilled through storms of fate to glide and guard the reeling state. Such there are. If such should come, Arthur must tremble and be dumb, self-exiled, seek some distant shore, and mourn till life and grief are o'er. What sight? What signal of alarm that Lucy clings to Arthur's arm? Or is it that the rugged way makes beauty lean on lover's stay? Oh, no, for on the vale and brake nor sight nor sounds of danger wake, and this trim sward of velvet green were carpet for the fairy queen. That pressure slight was but to tell that Lucy loves her Arthur well, and fain would banish from his mind suspicious fear and doubt unkind. But wouldst thou bid the demons fly like mist before the dawning sky, there is but one resistless spell. Say, wilt thou guess, or must I tell? 'Twere hard to name in minstrel phrase, a landelay and four blood bays. But bards agree this wizard band can but be bound in northern land. 'Tis there! Nay, draw not back thy hand. 'Tis there this slender finger round must golden amulet be bound, which, blessed with many a holy prayer, can change to rapture lover's care, and doubt and jealousy shall die, and fears give place to ecstasy. Now, trust me, Lucy, all too long has been thy lover's tale and song. Oh, why so silent, love, I pray? Have I not spoke the livelong day? And will not Lucy deign to say one word her friend to bless? I ask but one, a simple sound, within three little letters bound. Oh, let the word be yes!